That is very true. That's very true. Hey, and right now we got Coach Barry Switzer, Dallas Cowboys. And by the way, I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm not just saying that because Coach Switzer's on here. I love them with all my heart. And OU, the great.
Okay, let me ask you. Hey, Coach Les, I'll interrupt you right here. It's Coach Switzer here. Let me ask you, if you're a Cowboy fan, what was the anniversary of yesterday?
That was the anniversary. That was their, not their silver, but 60. Oh, you. We talking about the years that they've been in or this anniversary of the Super Bowl?
It's 20. I'll give you a break. It's 20th anniversary of the Cowboys winning Super Bowl. It was Super Bowl 30, this January the 28th, 1994. So that's the last time we won one.
Okay.
Anyway, who was coach of the team?
That was, the last time they won one, it was you.
You told me you were a Cowboy fan. I wanted to check you out. Les, I got to check you out. Hey, guys, good to have be on the show with you guys today.
Oh, that's good. Hey, thank you for your time. Thank you for
the team. Y'all got a team that plays football in Denver, haven't you? I know damn well they play great defense. When I watched that Ware play the other day, I just kept thinking about his career coming out of that little damn school he came out of down there at South Georgia, wherever the hell it is.
Yeah, Troy.
And play like that. I'm telling you, he's a force. And I tell you, Brady has never met anything like what he met the other day. Oh my God, that was something. It was really something. That defense won the game for him. There's no doubt about it. But they got quite a challenge in the Super Bowl. That damn Peyton. I mean, that Cam Newton is really a monster. He is some kind of football player. You know, when I was watching the game, and they were talking about when I was watching Carolina play in their championship title game, and I heard Troy make the comment, Aikman, that, you know, he's won at college level, and obviously Auburn won the national championship, and is set to win, maybe hopefully can win the Super Bowl and be, you know, something that maybe only a couple quarterbacks have ever done. He missed his opportunity to say, you know, he was in junior college at Blinn in Texas.
Yep.
They won the
yep.
national junior college championship in Blinn, Texas. And he damn near came to Oklahoma. Yeah, I don't know how close he came to going to Oklahoma. You know, he went to Auburn. And maybe we don't know the reason, real reason why, but suspected. But that's old story. But anyway, Oklahoma was in the thick of it. And but it was he's a damn force. I promise you.
No, what do you take from his comments when he said just this week, he said, quote, I'm an African-American quarterback that may scare a lot of people because they haven't seen nothing that they can compare me to. What do you take from that considering you've had a history of putting the best players out on the field regardless of race?
I don't think any coach doesn't do that now. You got to be probably your best players regardless of who they are. What difference does that make? Every coach coaching in this era today, whether it's basketball, football, whatever it is, you want to win. You keep your job, you win. And that's the only way you keep your job is you got to win, and you're going to put the best players on the field to play at every position. So, you know, I look at, remember, I'm the guy that said I'll never play. In my playbook in Oklahoma, I wouldn't recruit a white quarterback because they always got beat out by black quarterbacks. And that's not racist. It's in my playbook. I recruit an option quarterback. I recruit great runners. My quarterback's first team, second team, third team were black. So I'm discriminating against a white athlete. Now, I couldn't find one. I've seen one white athlete that could play tailback, running back, maybe in the NFL. And he's runner-up to the Heisman Trophy winner this year. That kid out of Stanford is special. I had no idea how good McCafferty was until I saw highlight films on him. And he is a special back. And then, not many white guys have got the speed, the gears, the movement, and the running ability that he has. And you just don't. If they did, we'd see more tailbacks in the NFL, but you don't. They're not there. So, you know, is that racist for me to make that comment? I'm just evaluating talent. I've done it for 50 years, all my life recruited. I play the best players. All coaches play the best players. And if, it makes no difference who they are. They fit the playbook, the ones that fit the playbook. I promise you, Cam Newton, I don't know if he would play in the old split back, quarterback. Really, just throw the ball 50 times a game to some of these quarterbacks. Brady's offense, I don't think he can beat Brady out running Brady's offense. You take Brady's playbook, you have both of them go on the field. Who's going to play? Brady's going to play. Brady's got a great arm. You protect him, Brady is the best quarterback in pro football, throwing the football. Cam Newton, I think, is the best quarterback in all phases of the game at pro football today. Attacking the perimeter of defenses, run the option. His playbook, his offense, his offensive coordinators give him a chance to be the best quarterback in pro football because of the offense they run, their philosophy they have. And he fits it. He's perfect for it. And that's why he would have fit my offense. We would have won another national championship I had at his ass at Oklahoma. But I didn't. I had to play with Jamel Holloway. We won.
Okay. Hey, Coach, you know, Jamel's a good friend of mine as well. I've had Jamel on the show several times. All right, now, you had Troy Aikman as your quarterback, and he got hurt. So how's
he got hurt, but Jamel, people don't realize, Jamel Holloway, we knew it was going to be. And first of all, I'm going to give Troy credit for this. When I recruited Troy was 6'3½", 195-pound quarterback when he started for me his sophomore year at Oklahoma. He ran a 4.640. The day he broke his leg, he had completed 6 out of 7 passes, and we had 130 yards passing to Keith Jackson and Derek Shepard, who is Sterling Shepard's dad, who played for the Cowboys. Uh-huh. We were leading Miami in the game, and we were on the 20-yard line going in to get another score when Jerome Brown and a couple of others put Troy in the vice and broke his damn leg. We would have won the national championship that year with Troy at our quarterback, but alternating Jamel to run the option game. Troy in that game that day before he got hurt, he ran 48 yards for a touchdown that was called back against Miami. And you know Miami's defense can run.
Yeah.
In that era Troy was a hell of a quarterback run. He's ran a split option in high school, but he got bigger and stronger than he knew. A first-round draft choice arm, and I knew he did too. I didn't know he was going to be the first player picked, but he was, and had a great pro career, a great, great pro quarterback. But really, if you went out and just said, "Hey, I'm going to run the pure wishbone option," you'd go with Jamel Holloway over Troy Aikman. But we would still win the national championship if Aikman hadn't got hurt.
Okay. Now, I asked that question because I was like, "How cool was it?" After, you know, you leave OU, you go to Dallas, and then your quarterback is somebody you recruited out of high school, and he started for you in the NFL.
For the Henrietta Hens. That's scary, the Henrietta Hens. That brings strikes fear in your heart, doesn't it? We don't play the Hens like that. And no, they changed. In fact, they changed their high school mascot name. Man, I think it didn't strike enough fear in enough people's hearts. Yeah, Troy was, when I was, who's the guy, Everett, Jim Everett, I'm going to coach at the Hula Bowl in 85, but I got Tony Casillas over there in the Hula Bowl. Tony was the second player picked the draft that year. We just beat the Penn State and the Orange Bowl for the national championship, undefeated Penn State, and we with Jamel, and we're in the Hula Bowl, and I'm watching 707 one day. One team worked to Aloha Stadium, and the other worked to high school. We'd been to high school. We'd come back a little early because we were ready to go to the beach. And where I'm standing on the sideline with the pro coaches all standing around. And I'm watching this guy named Jim Everett from Purdue throw a ball around out there in the 707 drill. I said, "Hey, this guy is supposed to be the first guy picked in the draft." And all these pro scouts looked at me and said, "Yeah, he's going to be number one pick." I said, "Hell, I got a guy at Oklahoma. It's a sophomore. He throws something that's better than he can." And they looked at me and they started laughing. They said, "What the hell do you know about pro quarterbacks?" I said, "I know I got a better quarterback than this." And they said, "Hey, 2 years later, everyone in pro scouts, they come through Oklahoma, they looked at me and said, "You're right about that, Coach." Damn right, I was right about it. But anyway, that's another story.
Being close to this situation at Oklahoma and knowing everything you alluded to earlier, that Cam Newton was close to being a Sooner. And talk about that how that process went out
I wasn't there. See, I was under Stoops. This is under Stoops.
You still have a good.
I've been gone a long time. You know, he was a recruit. He came out of Blinn Junior College in Texas, guys.
Yeah.
So he was right there in our backyard. We recruited the hell out of Texas.
Yeah.
And he visited Oklahoma. You know, he was on top of the board, and everybody was recruiting him in the world. But he would really. But Oklahoma coaches thought they were in the thick of it. I promise you, they thought that they were in the hunt with him. So I'm looking at it from again, that's from third hand information because I'm not on the staff. I just live in Norman, Oklahoma, on the campus of the University of Oklahoma, so I'm kind of 500 yards from the stadium in the athletic department. I know what the hell's going on around there. So,
Now we're 9 days away from the Super Bowl. How do you see this game breaking down for both the Carolina Panthers and Denver Broncos?
Well, I said that Carolina would be favored in the ball game. They are less than a touchdown. They pick it, about a 5-point game. And, it comes down to this. I know Denver plays great defense. They do, too. Will they hold up to Cam and his ability to run the football, play action pass? I don't know, but they have before. They got two good corners, and I tell you what, they really – I know they can rush the passer. I don't know if they're going to stop the run in the option game. I haven't seen them play that. That's the problem. They present a different type of problem than the Patriots did. Patriots passing game, they don't have to worry about Brady running the football. They can rush the hell out of them. They can rush inside, outside. Those tackles are on an island out there against those damn ends they had. Hey, you can't rush inside against Cam Newton. You got to contain Cam Newton. You got to rush on the perimeter. You got to have containment rush. And so you can't have an all-out free rush against him with the defensive ends. I mean, it's a different ballgame. They got to defend the option, too. So that slows down the defensive aggressiveness, makes them think. That's what the option game does to people. Everybody's got responsibilities. Some of the guys got deep third. Someone's got the pitch. Someone's got the quarterback. You know, it's a thinking game. It makes them think on the perimeter. So it's will be interesting. And I think Cam Newton's probably good enough to win it. I'm kind of a Peyton man. I love the Manning family because I love Archie. Archie's a great friend of the family, and I've always been a Peyton Manning fan because of that. And, but I'm a Cam Newton fan because of his ability. I've never met Cam, but I look at his talent and ability and how he's played, and he's a superstar. And I think he's a hell of a football player. His philosophy is bullshit. So that's all I know about what's happening. Coaches aren't racist. They play the best player. If they are racist, they still don't play the best player they got in every position.
No, that's very true. That's very true. All right, what's the score of the game, Coach? Who wins it, Coach Switzer?
There you go.
Hey, Coach, I want to thank you for your time, man. I appreciate you coming on and talking with us.
Yeah,